AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
His speech was a speech of hope.
That woman was among the thousands outside the Capitol who watched Pope Francis speak to Congress on big screen TVs. Inside, the Pope covered a lot of major issues like immigration, calling for the embrace of what he called the stranger in our midst. He also spoke of climate change and marriage. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodland.
In his historic speech to Congress and ahead of his visit to the World Meeting of Families, the Pope alluded to same-sex marriage, recently made legal all across the U.S.
I cannot hide my concern for the family, which is threatened, perhaps as never before, from within and without.
While upholding the church teaching that marriage is between a man and a woman, the Pope has shown openness to gays as individuals. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Pope is leaving Washington. Next stop, New York. An amphibious tour vehicle crashed into the side of a charter bus in Seattle. People were killed.
As we continue to triage the patients, that number has grown. And I know an earlier report was 2, but now that number is 4.
Seattle Fire Chief Harold Scoggins. The side of the charter bus was ripped open from the force of the collision. The images are graphic from Saudi Arabia at the scene of a Hajj stampede.
Dozens and dozens of bodies in the street of a tent city where the pilgrims are kept. In that area, there are crushed wheelchairs, obviously crushed water bottles from all the pilgrims walking by.
The AP's Adam Schreck reports more than 700 people were killed. A survivor said one wave of pilgrims found themselves heading into a mass of people going into another direction. The real estate market is on a roll. New home sales jumped more than 5% last month, the strongest pace in more than 7 years. Wall Street investors are worried global economic growth is slowing. The Dow finished down 76 points. This is AP Radio News. U.S. officials say Russia has started drone surveillance flights over Syria. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
While the U.S. says it's still trying to figure out the intent behind Russia's recent military buildup in Syria, most expect the surveillance flights are intended to gather intelligence ahead of fighter aircraft launches in the coming days. The officials say a Russian drone seen flying yesterday was a smaller unarmed aircraft. So far, there have been no conflicts with the U.S. and a coalition fighter planes who have been bombing Islamic State militants in Syria. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
This time it's for real. Russian President Vladimir Putin called Elton John and agreed to meet him. Two Russian pranksters admitted it was them who called John and fooled him into believing Putin had given him a call. Earlier this month, Elton John criticized Russia's law against gay propaganda. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.